The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Gallant.
That's a G,
yo. And George.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Gross loss to the Houston Rockets last night. The only glass half full is that Reed Sheppard came in and, hey, you drafted him third overall this year. We finally got to see him. Not the best night shooting and not the best decisions, but the guy's heart's in the right place.
Saw some flashes. Some moments. Some toughness.
He's doing what everybody wants the white guy to do out there. And he's very unassuming. And I think that he has earned, after that little play he had where he goes, drives to the hoop, and gets absolutely swatted. But much like I would while angrily playing pickup basketball, refuses to give up on the play because he's embarrassed and tries to steal it and almost does. He has earned the right to slap the court indefinitely. He can slap the court defensively, and he looks like a court slapper. I know that sounds racist, but he looks like a court slapper.
Do people still do that?
They should. Reed can.
I don't know. Because Duke was the one that, like, that there. When you think floor slapping, you think of Mike Krzyzewski, Duke teams, and like, I don't know, John Shire.
It doesn't hit the same?
No. Has Cooper Flagg slapped the court?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, we're out. I'm done.
Reed Sheppard can slap the court, though, because Reed Sheppard looks like a court slapper.
I like that a man who went to Kentucky, whose dad went to Kentucky, who wore an Arkansas t-shirt on Saturday to support Coach Cal when they were playing Kentucky, is now also getting Duke by props. he's gonna be able to claim every team in the league or every NCAA team in the league.
I know I say very often I don't see color, but Kentucky Duke, same to me. They're the same. Yeah. They're the exact
similar
same
color, blue.
Yeah,
they're pretty close. If you just put like a picture of Reed Sheppard up and said, "Where did he go to college?"
All you had to do is just blank out the name on the jersey, and
I don't know, Duke.
So the Rockets did make a move today. They traded for a guy in the Celtics who can't get on the court, Jaden Springer. The Celtics are trading Springer to the Rockets and a 2030 second round pick. I guess there's a heavily protected second round pick swap going on. The Rockets got this guy for free, and he seems to be, Joe, what Ime Udoka wants to a T. Look at me. I'm rhyming. Hee-hee.
Because Bill Simmons loves him. Because Bill Simmons tweeted last night. Let's see what he tweeted. Joe Maz, Missoula, refusal to play Springer this year is becoming a problem. They need his defense against certain guys, and Mitchell is one of them. Springer can't shoot, but he's a beast. I don't get it. And then he got traded. For a top, honestly, didn't know you could do this, top 55 protected 2031 pick. That's what the Rockets gave up.
Yeah, I don't even know how that works.
So if it's
why do you even announce that?
If it's a pick in the first 55, well, the Rockets keep it.
Because you literally have to like give up something in
why?
A trade. Well, because that way you can't just trade and not give up anything.
Can you cash? Does basketball not do cash considerations?
I guess not.
Not really. I mean, the cash considerations is them being like, hey, we'll pay this guy to sit on our bench for the rest of the year. That's kind of the considerations that they're making.
I wonder if he plays at all. He does seem fun, little, though. He does seem fun.
I mean, what did Bill Simmons say? Can't shoot, but dude's a beast.
Yeah.
Houston Rocket.
I mean, more guys that can't shoot that play great defense.
Yeah.
You may go 1-on-1.
If they make a move and they lose Jay Sean Tate, cool, we got another one. Just right there we go. Jaden Springer. Welcome to the club.
He's a guard. Is he starting on Saturday?
No. Hell no.
No.
Does everyone on the team, are they all going to get COVID like 3 years ago?
Well, Reed might be starting on Saturday.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't need everyone else being out.
Yeah, this is just the another defensive player to come in, fill rotational minutes for Ime Udoka. He has a type, and Jaden Springer fits it.
I saw a joking tweet of the Celtics, the league messed up because they thought the Rockets get this guy, and it was Jaden Springer highlights, and none of them, he had the ball. It was all just steals and deflections and just like hustle plays.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, look good.
I'm not going to lie. This is what I want.
Defense.
I don't want shooters. I want guys who are just completely obnoxious to the other 29 teams in the NBA. That's what I want.
Obstructionist, Paul Gallant.
I want the basketball to be brought down a level or 12 to become more like football. I like a lot of football in my basketball, and that's why I love this Rockets team. Like that's really why I love them. You know, and they're terrible shooters on top of it. So a lot of other teams like get pissed off when they watch them, but they are fun. They got some stars. So we'll see if they make any more moves. I would doubt it. From a rumor perspective, they have been linked to Devin Booker and Kevin Durant on the Suns. Chris Mannix of Sports Illustrated reported the Rockets are not interested in trades unless Devin Booker is available. The Athletic reported, though, that the Rockets could show interest in Kevin Durant based off of what the Suns are putting out there with the trade deadline tomorrow at 2, less than 25 hours away. Booker will remain with the Suns, but Durant offers are being entertained. There's a very fun one out there that he could be going back to the Warriors.
Yeah, but it's one of the most strange things I've ever seen.
Why is that?
Because they'd be getting Jimmy Butler back in a three-team deal. Why would Phoenix want Jimmy Butler over Kevin Durant? Am I an idiot?
They're soft right now.
Like, how does that make any logical sense to say Jimmy Butler better than Kevin Durant?
Yeah. I mean,
unless KD wants out.
I mean, you get cheaper. You can save a little money.
Well, Jimmy Butler's going to opt in and make $50 million next year.
Yeah, but Durant already makes 50.
That's true. So you save money for 1 year.
Yeah.
But
and then you don't re-sign him. Then you save 50. I mean, they probably are going to re-sign him. That's why Jimmy Butler wants to go to Phoenix, and that's why he's shutting down every other trade or trying to shut down every other trade, which works because he's Jimmy Butler. And so it's like, hey, if I get traded somewhere I don't want, I'll be a pain in your ass. And most times, you know, teams can maybe call that bluff. With Jimmy Butler, like, actually, we're not going to call that bluff. Like, you will be a pain in our ass. Like, we can guarantee that.
Yeah, they know. they know it.
So, yeah, I mean, Phoenix Sun's going to Phoenix Sun. That's really what I got on the Durant-Booker swap that they're trying to do with the Warriors getting Durant. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Devin Booker stuff, it seems that's the Rockets' dream here. They got the Phoenix picks back from Brooklyn, sending them all their first, and the front office, Rafael Stone, they're betting on Phoenix collapsing and eventually wanting to trade Devin Booker and be able to say, well, here's all your draft capital back,
yeah. So
you control your destiny.
So embarrassing.
And the Rockets get Devin Booker, yeah. And the Suns get maybe like...
Now you can tank.
Jaylen.
Here you go.
Exactly. Like, that's what they're betting on.
If you're the Nets, wouldn't you be too embarrassed to actually do that?
The Nets already did it.
Or excuse me, not the Nets. I mean the
the Suns.
The Suns. Yeah.
The Nets did
That's
it.
Why I was thinking about it because the
yeah,
Nets.
The Nets didn't
brain.
Work for them. No, I mean, yeah, it is embarrassing. That's why they're not. Windhorst put out there that the only guy untouchable or the only guy who's definitely not going to get traded off the Suns is Devin Booker.
For now,
I would asterisk also Bradley Beal, but for a different reason. But I think that yeah, you are just waiting for Devin Booker. If you're Phoenix, you're waiting for him to demand a trade before you trade him. And if you're the Rockets, you're kind of trying to keep your powder dry. Best part about this year is that they're good enough to where you don't feel rushed to make a move. I am worried a little bit that if they do trade Durant and then get Butler, that might push back the Devin Booker trade demand timeline a little bit just because, you know, they can – do the, hey, you know, we didn't get a full season to gel together with this doom fit that we swapped out the other Doomfit for. But, you know, if it's the third straight playoffs of Durant and Booker and they still don't win anything, you would think that that might lead to some urgency from Booker to get out of here, where if they kind of wipe the slate clean again, it might be, well, let me give it one more try. And so you're extending the time before Booker realizes, like, hey, we're not winning anything with this bozo owner we have.
I hope he understands that now. Like, if he wants out, this is the time to do it, to move on. But there's also no guarantee that he wants to be a Rocket. Like, I know that's what might be best for the Suns to get their own picks back, but and that's what the Rockets are trying to accomplish. But well, what if he wants to be a Laker? What if he wants to be a Clipper? Like, you don't really know.
I would just think that the trade is too good for the Suns.
The Suns to pass
that up. They would just shiv them in the back. Like, they would just shank them to do that. To, like, hey, we're going to be terrible anyway. Like, unless they think that we can make a Anthony Davis, Luka Doncic-type swap where, like, yeah, we're trading Devin Booker, but we're getting back, I don't know, someone who's older, worse, and more injured. Just pick a guy. Paul George. Like, thank God. We got Paul. Now we can stay competitive.
James Harden. That would be funny.
Harden for Booker swap. Oh, my God.
That would be so funny. Hey, he's coming back home to Arizona. There's an Arizona tie.
He is. He's reliving those ASU days.
Oh, right. Man. James Harden in Scottsdale.
That's when we should have known. We should have, like, when we saw that James Harden, one of the top high school recruits, was going to Arizona State. Like, we should have been able to forecast how his entire career is going.
Smart decision by him.
Oh, no, for sure. If you're only going to go to school for 1 year, go to that one.
Now I really just want to see, like, James Harden, Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler on a basketball team.
Just like I can't imagine Jimmy would love
the chaos of this.
I can't imagine that they would get along.
Yeah, that's why he never came here.
James would get Jordan Poole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you would get the Jordan Poole treatment. For those who don't know, that's a punch to the face.
Speaking of Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, the man who punched him in the face, apparently not untouchable for the Warriors.
I saw that. That was very interesting. By the way, you might have noticed that Draymond sort of apologized to Jordan Poole, but also said get over it at the same time.
Yeah.
That kind of submarined his apology. Hey, I'd love Draymond on the Rockets. I wonder what it would take. Obviously, this is not a trade that you make. It's more because I just want the Rockets to be the most obnoxious troll team of all time.
Yeah.
Where you have one, Dylan Brooks, two, Draymond Green. So you have like Alpha and Omega as far as insufferable, everyone across the league hates them basketball
it's like
players.
A WWE tag
team. It really is. Imagine playing in NBA Jam and those are your two.
Oh my God.
And, I mean, they would like have super punching abilities. Yes. It looked like Mike Tyson out there. But it would be funny if they made that move. That's not going to happen.
Well,
they're not going to trade for Draymond.
I mean, there's this weird rumor floating out there that they might trade Steven Adams to the Lakers.
Well,
the
rumor is that the Rockets aren't interested in trading Lakers.
Okay, good.
the Lakers asked and the Rockets said no.
I think everyone should hang up when the Lakers call, at least for the next year.
Well, no, I don't think Pelinka gets Luno rules. I don't think he gets...
I think he should as a punishment. This is not necessarily about like whether or not he's going to get one over on you, because clearly there's a previous relationship with Nico Harrison.
Yeah.
This is more about F you!
Yeah, but people still trade with Danny Ainge all the time, and all he does is take them to the woodshed.
Well, see, that's a real reason to not do it. This is a reason of just go F yourself, Rob.
What you're saying
F you.
That's what Danny Ainge and Kevin McHale did. That's what Kevin McHale did when he was the GM of the Timberwolves, where he's like, you know what? I'm sending KG to Boston.
I think if Ainge had known what was included in the deal,
he
would have vetoed it immediately.
Yeah,
the Lakers do deserve credit. I mean, imagine like you're just Danny Ainge, you're this old, like you played for the Celtics back in the day, and you're also considered to be like one of the best GMs in basketball. And Rob Pelinka pulled you into this. I mean, like this is like, almost a Lakers title victory over the Celtics.
Yeah, it's almost like Looper where he takes off the hands him from the future that he's shooting, where it's like, oh my God, what have I done? I just gave the Lakers Luka Doncic.
NBA Trade Machine says you could trade Steven Adams and Jeff Green for Draymond Green. Do it. Draymond Green, small ball five? Come on.
I don't I mean, sure. I don't. Again, for the WWE tag team elements of it, sure. But for actual human basketball, no thanks.
The Rockets would lose their honeymoon phase with like the NBA, fans are like very pro Rockets right now.
It'd be like the Grizzlies 3 years ago. Yeah. With Dylan Brooks, weird. Where people are like the young, exciting team that everyone's like, "F those guys. Yeah. We don't even like them at the start."
Good.
Booker's a no-brainer. It's not going to happen. Just to reset the rumors that the Rockets are linked to. How long do you think about Kevin Durant?
There's a reason why I'm not a GM or working a team. Because right now my reaction is do it immediately. They need it. They can't close. They got no one in the fourth quarter. We've seen the last four games. They can't close. They need someone to close on offense. Kevin Durant's that guy. Like, if it takes two of those firsts and Jabari, do it. Like,
the impatient side of me agrees with you from that perspective. Having Kevin Durant dribbling the ball at the end of the game, even if he's maybe not as good at handling it as he used to be, that is someone that you trust entirely to run the shot clock down and then get off the best possible shot because he's still 7 feet tall and can shoot from anywhere.
King of Twitch says, number one reason you're not a general manager on a team is because basic arithmetic issues.
Well, that
fair point, King of Twitch.
You have a staff for that.
You're
Brian Gosling in The Big Short. This is my quant right here.
Fair point.
You'd be able to use a calculator. That's true. You just don't get to do it when it's in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
Or artificial intelligence. That's not fair, King of Twitch. Like now all these rat bastards on Wall Street, they've got AI to help them do all of their terrible things. Sean's making a face. What's up?
What if Nico Harrison blamed the Luka trade on AI?
Ooh,
he was like, yeah, you know, I plugged it into ChatGPT. They told me to do it. I don't know.
He's NBA 2K. Guy.
Yeah.
Honestly, it would be a better Fall Guy and a more believable Fall Guy than Luka's fat, like which is what they tried to put out into the ether.
He was fat last year. You went to the finals. Congrats.
Durant returning to Houston would be cool. Or just returning to Texas. It would be pretty cool that his career started off in, you know, with Texas, and he goes to the Sonics, and the Sonics move to Oklahoma City, and for him to wrap it up in a place that would, I think, very much appreciate him if he brings them a title in a way that maybe Golden State didn't, it would be cool for Durant, who I've always enjoyed, even if he is perhaps a tad too sensitive sometimes online. I respect that the guy does keep it real.
Yeah, and he has a good relationship with Ime.
That's probably why he keeps on getting brought up and why the Athletic put it out there that at the very least they're thinking about Durant.
Yeah, I mean, Ime was almost made the
head coach. That was Chris Mannix.
The head coach of the Nets after they fired their coach in season the year after the suspension. I mean, it is a more complicated trade because you have to get pretty close to $51 million. In terms of like the players that you bring in. And I think that where they're at with the aprons, I think they are above the second apron the Suns are. So I think you also have to do like two for two. You can't do three players for one player. So it would be complicated. But if you can find a way to pull it off, if you're not trading all of your future draft capital, which you shouldn't for Kevin Durant, then I think I'd do it. I think I'd do it right now. And because why not? Why not do it? Like what's the worst case that happens? You lose a first round pick that goes back to Phoenix, and you trade Fred VanVleet because
it's really
salaries.
I just wonder about how many picks you'd have to give up.
Also,
that's really all I wonder about.
Your best player would be 35, while your second best players would be 22.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I mean you win last night against the Nets, but you don't like long term. Like he's not lifting you to any reasonable expectation of like actual winning
for
but
sure.
I think it's part of the transition process because as we're seeing with this team not be able to close right now, I think part of the idea is with Kevin Durant is he's there to help close that gap and be the closer for this team as the rest of your young guys continue to develop and you figure out what your roster really looks like.
So Kevin Durant's like, all right, so here's how you close.
You shoot the ball
right over the guy who's guarding you.
You Alec dribble? Baldwin and Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yeah, here's
coffees for closers. Reid Sheppard,
Never shoot that again. You're fired.
What? Watch this. All right. So you're just 7 feet tall, right? And Reach Ever raises him. No, I'm not. How does this help me?
I got stuffed underneath the basket at the end of the game.
Played good defense after, though.
You did. I was cool to see Shepard out there. This really was. I tweeted this at Lance Zierlein because Lance has been doing this. This is the XYZ game. And I tweeted at him, this is the, oh, yeah, we have Reed Shepard game. But then they blew it. So now this is the classic Houston game.
Which means we're still due for a Reed Shepard game.
You would think.
Sure. At some point. He might start on Saturday.
We pray. We pray for I don't see color, but we pray for this man, the savior of basketball. You know?
Yeah, the little guy on the court with the sometimes bad mustache.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst.
It doesn't fit.
Joe, we just because we can both grow better mustaches.
I know, it just doesn't fit his face.
Because he's got a baby face. That's why he's growing it, I think.
He looks like a child.
Can you go to Turkey for the face hair transplants?
I feel like that's a bad idea.
Yeah, definitely wouldn't look good.
I've seen some people that have done that recently, and it's not really working for them.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, he's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. You want to chime in, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. You can join us on YouTube at ESPN Houston. You can join us on Twitch at ESPN 975. Up next, 10-minute drill. There are odds out for Cooper Kupp's next team. What are the Houston Texans' odds to trade for him? We'll get into that and some other things. Stay put.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Set, hush.
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant and Joe George. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. Here are the trade-offs for Cooper Kupp. Rams told him they will be trading him this offseason. We'll see if that actually happens. The Steelers and Bengals are co-favorites to get him, both plus 500. Interesting that the Bengals are there, given, hey, T. Higgins, anyone? Jamar Chase extension, anyone?
I guess, like, that's their backup plan, in theory?
Also, the Bengals generally don't trade with anybody. More odds. Plus 600, Commanders. Plus 600, Patriots. Man, he'd fit in so well in New England.
Why?
What? What do you mean by that?
I just said why.
What do you mean by
that?
I
just want you to explain it to me like I'm an idiot.
Because he's a white receiver.
Chris Hogan type?
Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, Wes Welker.
Color over here.
Type. Well.
Amendola.
Yeah, Danny Amendola. That's
although
true.
He is Italian.
Mm-hmm. They had Braxton Berrios, they drafted him.
They discovered
you're right.
Braxton
Berrios. Right. And if not for the Patriots, would Braxton Berrios have dated Alex Earl? I don't know. Chargers plus 600. Broncos plus 600. Cowboys plus 800. Bills plus 1,300. Rams to keep him at plus 1,500. Ravens plus 1,500. And the Houston Texans are tied with the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions at plus 2,000 per DraftKings to land Cooper Kupp.
I think I like the Chargers here. They have a ton of cap space. They need wide receiver help. You kind of do a favor to Cooper Kupp by not making a move. Let him stay in L.A.
Cross conference, not in the same conference.
Yeah. So it's not slavery.
Same building. I wasn't going to say
that. Dennis Schroeder loves this idea.
It would be really funny if a white player did this.
I mean, Dennis Schroeder is German. So it's a little bit like all right, German boy, let's be careful about historical comparisons.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't understand it, because he's from Germany, not the United States.
Yeah, not as bad over there.
Except for that one time.
Oh, yeah.
That one time.
Commanders makes a lot of sense. The Bengals makes no sense to me. Can you imagine trading for a guy, like, even if they eat half the contract? You're just like, yeah, we're not going to bring back T. Higgins, though, or Trey Hendrickson. We're not going to pay Jamar Chase yet. Joe Burrow's going to demand a trade at some point.
The tricky thing is, I mean, he's missed 18 games the last 3 years.
I don't always, I guess it was like a fifth? Well, Diggs went for a second.
Oh, it's going to, I mean, if you're trading him,
and you're going to take on some of his salary, you got to get a better draft pick than that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they will. I think there's still a chance he gets released.
Yeah. Fourth conditional third of, like, if he plays 15 games or, you know, a yardage number that's hard to get if you don't play 12 games, 14 games.
That's what Keenan Allen went for last year, was a fourth. Feels pretty comparable at this point.
Yeah, Chargers. Chargers, trade that fourth you got for Cup. Yeah.
His best season was 2021, one of the best wide receiver seasons ever. Did you know he's only had over 1,000 yards receiving twice in his career? And that the last 3 years, 9 games, 12 games, 12 games.
Wow.
Yards don't matter all that much. I like Cooper Kupp. I'm not trading for Cooper Kupp. I am waiting for him to be released. And then I pick up the phone. Much like I'm monitoring Stephon Diggs, see how his recovery goes. I pick up the phone. Sorry, Stephon, we're probably going to give you a one-year prove-it deal, and it's not going to be the kind that you had last year.
Yeah, I don't think the Texans will get a shot at Cooper Kupp, because I think one of these teams towards the top here that has cap space will be overly aggressive and trade for him to put with the young quarterback. Like, it does make a lot of sense for the Patriots to do this. They have a ton of cap space.
Why not? He feels like a guy who, if you're a team with a lot of cap space and you miss on T. Higgins, or you miss on maybe trading for someone else who's available, another receiver that's going to be available via trade. If you miss on your first two options and you still have that money burning a hole in your pocket, then you go with Cooper Kupp. At least that's how I kind of see this going.
Yeah.
Continuing to go around the NFL, the 10-minute drill. NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Owens said that the NFL is rigged on a podcast interview, and he brought up the Houston Texans game, all the examples in it, as the primary reason. Meanwhile, the NFL Referees Association is pissed off that people are suggesting these games are rigged and released quite the statement saying that actually you're wrong and it's insulting. How dare you?
Well, then be better at your jobs. Let's start there. Be good at your jobs. People won't think it's rigged.
It's a tough job. I would give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But this is what the NFL said. NFL Referees Association Executive Director Scott Green. Commissioner Goodell's comments that it's ridiculous to presume NFL officials are not doing everything possible to make the right call on every play is spot on. Officiating crews do not work the same team more than twice each regular season. It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team.
Well, I mean, that's what a group of 138 individuals would say.
Yeah.
If they were colluding.
Obviously. They're not going to come out and say yes.
I mean, they have a union, I'm assuming, like the MLB umpires do. So maybe it's just written into their contract.
That's what Pro Football Talk said. This is what Florio might have lit one up. I think Florio partakes. Shout out to Florio. I like Florio. He's funny. That's a bit strong, that statement from Scott Green. And it teeters on the possibility of protesting too much. Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah, Mike.
There we go.
Go after the shield.
Yeah, I mean, again, does the referee union know that Terrell Owens said that it's rigged on a podcast? Like, I feel like, sure, you can deny it, but Terrell Owens said it's rigged on a podcast.
He's played.
That's what, last year, another NFL great, Arian Foster, said they literally get a script at the beginning. Like, how many guys need to say this before we just open up our eye? You know what?
I'm finally seeing it.
Sunday I might be busy, so I might not watch it live, but don't spoil it for me. I'm going to watch it on Monday. I just, you know.
All right.
I might have plans Sunday night. And so, you know, if this is just a scripted TV show, I'll catch up later.
Watch it Wednesday.
I'll binge it.
Yeah. Maybe you'll watch it next Friday.
Yeah. When's the next Rockets off day? Then I'll watch it then.
Yeah. I'm blocked out, you know, date on Sunday with the marathon girl. Like, we're just going to. No, I don't.
We haven't heard about her in a while. The Twitch was asking.
Yeah. They can F off.
Aggressive.
Paul doth protest too much.
Yeah. No. I was going to say, this is like the ref union.
No. Things are great. Things are great.
We've only got one more year, potentially, until another ref strike. So
hell yeah.
That's good.
I was just Googling it. That's good. I was curious. Thinking back to 2012.
Yeah. Fail Mary. Love it.
Scott Green continued with his statement. There are many things that fans can worry about over a 17-game season, such as coaching decisions, player injuries, weather, even close calls on incredible plays made by incredible athletes. But you can rest assured that on every single down, NFL officials, both on the field and in the replay booth, are doing everything humanly possible to officiate every play correctly. I don't know if I buy
humanly
that.
Humanly possible?
Humanly possible.
Now, are they taking Adderall before every game?
Ooh, good point. NFL refs should do drugs. 713-780-3776.
My biggest problem with that statement is that we know that the people in New York, like, they side with the refs. Even when they see something that's not totally correct, they don't want to, like, tarnish the referees on the field. So no, you don't do everything in your power to get it right. You don't do that.
Also, they don't take performance enhancers. So yeah. they should take maybe actual steroids to so on a long pass play they can run and keep up with.
I mean, most of these guys are usually on.
But imagine if they're faster. Imagine if they're even faster.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if they were outrunning the offense.
Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Also, it would be a bad look for the offense.
I really stand with T.O. here. Houston's own Terrell Owens. He lives here now.
Oh, that's right.
He's even playing pickleball every now and then. He almost joined the Texans at the age of 50, whatever he is. I think he's 50.
You know, there's another team in town he should join.
Roughnecks.
Oh, no. I think even bigger. DJ Bienemy's flag football. Oh.
No.
No, yes.
I need to get on the field.
Could you imagine?
T.O. on one side, Gallant on the other?
Woo. Yeah, but I'd have to get on the field. Like, I'm in the process right now of, and I understand why. Because of the way that I look, which is older and, let's just say, different, I'm having a tough time earning the trust to get on the field and prove that I am what I am on the
field.
Who's
the captain of this team?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's not DJ.
There's no captain.
Okay.
There's like, after the game, I had some thoughts that I shared. I don't know that they were necessarily appreciated.
Okay.
All right, Reed Shepard.
There was a play that, there were a couple of plays they were running, and I was like, these are terrible plays, and you guys don't understand the concept of spacing downfield on offense, which was accurate.
Yeah.
Like, they were all running to the same spot. It was like soccer out there. So I was a little frustrated with that. But again, we'll save it for another day. But that's a 10-minute drill, everybody. Terrell Owens could potentially be joining our flag football team.
It's the off season. I think Tuesday flag football updates at the end of the 10-minute drill works for me.
Okay. I did not play well in the first game. I did not play well. I'm definitely a little rusty.
Yeah, knock off the rust. Come on. No preseason. People
they gotta put me in the right spot. Yeah. This is what sucks is like I know what I'm good at, and they have me rushing the passer.
Yeah.
I know what I'm good at.
It just takes.
But since I'm a white guy, I can't play defensive back.
Do you guys practice?
The non-whites are keeping me down. And you know what? We Irish, we've experienced racism, unlike anybody, some would say. Like, maybe only Dennis Schroeder and NBA players who might be traded have experienced more racism than us.
Do you have any.
Also, the thing, but there was that, but it was a while ago.
Do you have any footage of you versus Raheel at the media game from a couple years
ago? Yeah, I do, but that's see? Not gonna. That's
you should
not
just tweet that out.
Send in the tape.
Yeah, just tweet it out. Maybe tag GJ.
It's not gonna help.
Oh, okay,
it's not gonna help.
Thought it might.
People forget Paul Gallant was a problem.
MVP.
They just sent a bunch of texts. We got some plays. We're putting a playbook together. We need a playbook. All right, Sean Mapes behind the glass. He's Joe. It's Gallant and George. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Up next, we're closer and closer to Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to West Palm Beach. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. This is Gallant and George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Paul and Joe inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Ugly collapse of a loss by the Rockets last night, if you want to chime in on that. Also, yesterday the Astros held their media luncheon. At said media luncheon, GM Dana Brown referred to Alex Bregman in the past tense twice when asked to clarify after the fact. He would only say that the team is having internal conversations about Alex Bregman and would not elaborate any further.
They're talking to each other, Paul, every day.
Every day.
Nice little cup of coffee in the morning. Hey, man, what's going on with Alex? He's a free agent.
That kind of conversation. If it's an early morning convo with the guys having a cup of coffee. Like, yeah, just, hey, hear about Bregman? Like the water cooler talk?
Just Jim and Dana walking into the building
Dana,
every day.
I think at a certain point, Dana would say, F off, dude. Like, I sent the offer. Scott hasn't responded. What do you want from me?
Well, it doesn't feel that way. It feels the other way.
It could be.
I'm not responding.
I am assuming, though, I am 100% assuming that in this situation, the last text was sent by Dana. It might be an assumption, but I bet Dana said, this is what we're offering. And if Boris wants to show he's still Boris, he's probably not responding. Anyway, guys, oh my God. We're a week away. We're 7 days away from Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach. Give me that bone!
It's always Astros time in Houston. Are you ready to play?
A lot of people were wondering what it was going to be like if the Astros didn't win the division. I guess we'll never know.
We're counting you down to the Astros pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training in West Palm Beach.
All right. The Astros have released their motto for 2025. It's built for this. We talked about that yesterday, but we did not play the amazing montage narrated by somebody with a great voice to announce this.
The stars are shifting, but the foundation we've built is rooted in defining the standard. Success doesn't come without trials. Calluses from the consistency. Our fans, they expect greatness. We demand it. The pressure doesn't break us. It sharpens us. For every early workout, every extra inning, we're all 162.
That's the first part, Joe. Any thoughts?
Well, I didn't realize it was cut up into two parts. It ends at 162, and I was like, what about the playoffs?
Hey.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't end at 162.
I was confused.
Didn't they play one less game than 162 last year, too? Am I wrong?
Yeah, they had a game canceled, didn't they?
I think so.
They didn't reschedule?
I think so.
So they still played 100. They only played 163 games last year.
161.
Well, no, they played two playoff games.
Oh, total. Okay.
Yeah.
Including the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I do like the voice guy. Don't know who he is. The Astros didn't include him in their press release info. So.
We've got calluses from consistency.
Also, almost stepped on the Texans' toes with the iron sharpens iron.
They pressure got close. Sharpens us.
Yeah, got close to iron sharpens iron.
It did. Copyright infringement. I don't know if the Texans have trademarked that, though, like Pat Riley trademarked three-peat.
If he's smart, if they did. I just don't know if you're allowed to.
We demand success. Yeah, and yeah. More than last year.
Especially, it'd be nice at home in the playoffs. Some success.
It's a little flexy for being out in the wild card round. I get that they won the AL West. Here's more from the Astros' built for this montage to announce their team motto for 2025.
Reaching the pinnacle isn't luck. It's persistence through the storm. And what we're after. You can try to shutter the Astros, but the window is always open.
Oh! Whoa!
We are built for this.
Rated PG-13.
Window's always open. That's my biggest takeaway. They put it in there.
Persistence through the storm. You can try to shudder us,
but the window's always open. Oh, my God. Just a massive pants tent.
Yeah. Wait.
God, I think I'd feel so different if they won a playoff game last year.
Wait, the window's always open, but there's a storm coming?
The storm's coming.
Yes, yeah,
but the windows are open?
They're the storm, and also... They're the windows that are always open.
But you
because
should
they
try
keep the windows. Hey, no. Work with no, me. No. They keep the windows open no, because son. They're a powerful storm.
They're the storm coming through the windows.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're blowing the windows
yes,
open.
They're
always.
The storm.
Okay. Okay.
They're keeping the windows open.
Storm's coming. 7 for an S. Got it.
Like the time that Colin Kaepernick did it, except for used a 7. Yeah. Kugblaze asks, was that a Dodge Ram commercial?
It was very...
Monster Jammy, as Kugblaze also said. Yeah, I agree.
It was more like, yeah, like, I don't know, 2000s disaster movie. It's almost what it sounded like. Maybe I'm just thinking the storm coming. I'm just thinking it's Geostorm.
Second world. Movie.
Not really.
Okay.
What?
Geostorm?
Yeah, I doubt it.
No, not that good.
Who's the lead in that?
Gerard Butler.
Yeah. Okay. My guy.
I've watched it. I just don't know if I think it's a good movie.
It's no Hurricane Heist.
Who's in that?
I think that's a bunch of no-namers.
Oh, dang.
It's a heist during a hurricane.
What about Money Heist? The Hurricane Heist, starring Maggie Grace. Oh, yeah, she's in some things.
Sorry, Maggie Grace.
And Toby Kebbell, who plays Rutledge. Not to be confused with Ryan Kwanten, who also plays Rutledge.
What, two Rutledges?
There's two Rutledges in that movie. Hell yeah, dude. The Astros are Hurricane Heist. So you better try. You could try to shudder against the storm.
But the window's always
the
open.
The window's always open. Like, okay. That sounds like a horror movie. Like, you can't always open the window. You can't close the window.
There's no way out.
But you're stuck looking out. Because the pressure sharpening you with the persistence through the storm.
All right.
Okay. I have killed it.
Yeah. No, they killed it. Built for this.
We are built for this. So we'll
bad see. Hashtag.
Why?
When's the last time they won a home playoff game? What are you built for? I don't love it. Just being honest. It's not good time. It's bad timing. Read the room.
It's like the Rockets Slam cover, Slam magazine cover. It's like, ugh, bad time.
Yeah.
Bad day for it to come out.
Yeah, after 4 losses in a row. And for those who don't know, the Rockets are on the cover of Slam. So that's kind
of
cool.
Some of the Rockets.
Who's not?
Amen.
I know.
Yeah, there's only 4.
Disrespect. Dylan Brooks over Amen Thompson.
Well, you had to put Alperen Şengün on because you don't want the Turkish mafia calling xenophobia.
They would have freaked out.
They would have been so mad. I didn't know magazines still existed, honestly. But hey, shout out to Slam Magazine. And shout out to Houston Pet Monthly, which once featured me in a magazine, an interview with my cat. So there's that. Hey. Galan and Georgie's Joe and Paul. Sean's behind the glass. We're built for this, baby. Storm's coming. And the window is always open. They should have done window still open.
It's still open.
Open window. Hashtag open window. No.
Hashtag open it.
Hashtag window is open.
There's definitely...
Window's still open.
Window's still open. Yeah, there's perhaps the potential for that to backfire this year more
100%.
Than others. So maybe that's why they didn't do it. And they could very well be built for missing the playoffs, given the outfield. Hey, I'll stop. It's Galan and George up next. What the hell are the Astros doing? We're going to get the perspective of a guy who used to work in the front office. He knows a thing or two about baseball. Stay put for Jeremy Booth on Galan and George, ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. I assumed you knew.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.